How to easily learn anything and everything. First of all, you can't just pick a subject out of the blue, nor can anybody tell you what you need to learn. If you are forced to learn something under a threat, you are likely to memorize it, and thus create the wrong impression of the subject. Saying, "I hate math," and keeping far away from mathematical things is not good. Saying, "I hate school math, and I hate the way they teach math," is correct. Schools do not distinguish between forcing you to memorize something and you actually learning something for real. This helps them increase graduation rates and keep getting funding. They depend on you pretending to learn. Personally, I think the threat of failing a class makes it so that it is wiser, in that context, to pretend to learn by memorizing. It's not just one class that is broken. It is many overlapping classes with disconnected and irrelevant subjects. There may not be a way to learn it all for real, as the class curricula evolved alongside students pretending to learn for ages. Just in case you need to hear it, and you shouldn't need to rely on hearing somebody else say it, schools are bad for us. They don't work. They probably can't work. A real school would pay you for good grades, for positive grades. And it would help you to move into your own apartment and not a dorm room. And it would help you begin saving money. You would graduate with enough money to buy a house, a car, and maybe start a little business. In return, your level of education would help your city and nation grow stronger, and grow collectively wiser. The money you would get from schools is just an investment in your nation's future. Happy and well-educated graduates create a happy and well-educated and wise nation, and soon after that, a wiser world. Right now, our wisest politicians, the greatest beings in politics, are fighting for a livable minimum wage, which is to say, doubling the minimum wage. And the companies that will have to pay double are probably getting ready to cut their workforce in half with automation and computers. I greatly admire these politicians, and they bring tears to my eyes. But the minimum wage shouldn't be $15, but at least 50. More than 50 per hour, and 40 hours per week, full medical insurance, and lots of perks. Not only is school making it impossible to learn, but working for a large company is severely broken. You need to ask yourself, what are you pretending to learn in a school that doesn't care about real education? As you graduate higher, you need to ask if you should be paying for mediocre education. Why should you sink into years of stressful debt for a diploma that will be easily beat by someone with a brand name education? People with brand name education often have plenty of financial support. Sometimes their family members went to that school. See Legacy Ivy. And later on, you also need to face the fact that family members tend to recruit other family members into companies. Nepotism. Your GPA, hard work, happy graduation, and a diploma is not guaranteed to matter to anybody. The debt you incur is guaranteed, and you will not be able to file bankruptcy. Your school debt will not be forgiven. The way you can learn anything is by accepting the responsibility for your own education and accepting the responsibility for launching a series of small startups as you learn to become an entrepreneur. The problem with learning in school is that the information they are forcing you to memorize is too abstract. It is irrelevant to you. That is why, even if you tried learning for real, your knowledge of the subject will be low quality. Such low quality, in fact, that companies won't even want to hire you. They prefer candidates with years of experience. And anyway, you shouldn't be looking for an entry-level position after years of studying. Even though companies asking for years of experience for entry-level positions may still grant you a job, it will be, by their own definition, a less than entry-level position. Self-education and entrepreneurship and putting yourself in positions where learning math will be relevant to your success will help you learn for real. Would you even think to yourself, "I hate math," if your company worked on self-replicating 3D printers? When you are working in real context on a meaningful project that will help to launch your first company, for example, it is never a question of learning. You just do it. When you have a real-world context and an aim that is personally meaningful to you, you simply progress forward. You become so passionate about your education that it's just part of your success. If you're not interested in the example of 3D printing, then perhaps you will become interested in something that involves it. How about 3D printing fashion, art, musical instruments, or apartment buildings for the homeless? And if there is nothing in the world that can get you into math, then it will be your top engineer friend that works at your company who will gently walk you through, seeing that you have great respect for her or him, but that you struggle to understand what they are doing sometimes. There are countless pathways that can help you learn anything. Biology and combinatorial genomics will easily call to you if you take to publishing a journal of anti-aging, for example. In conclusion, we can't learn in school because it is just too abstract, and the risk of failing a class and ruining a GPA is just too great. But we can learn if we put ourselves in a position where a subject is personally relevant to us. And it is far more than just learning. We become passionate about absorbing all the things along the way to our success. By creating our own future, our own job in a company that we build, we no longer need to rely on minimum wage and deal with unforgivable debt. In a way, especially when we are young, self-education becomes a school that does pay us for grades. There is no better grade or reward than running a small and successful, smartly positioned and independent business that you build from ground up with your own ideas.